Three Georgia Republicans indicted for casting fake Electoral College votes for Donald Trump are asking for their cases to be moved. David Schaefer, former chair of the Georgia Republican Party, Sean Still, now a freshman state senator, and Kathy Latham of Coffee County, also accused in a breach of election equipment, are three of the 19 people indicted in Georgia on anti-racketeering charges. Prosecutors say they are three of the 16 Georgia Republicans who cast false Electoral College votes in a meeting at the Georgia Capitol. Today in Atlanta, their attorneys are asking U.S. District Judge Steve Jones to move their cases from heavily Democratic Fulton County to federal court, where cameras are not allowed. Jones rejected a similar request from former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and has yet to rule on a similar bid by former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark. Lawyers for the three contend they were acting as contingent U.S. presidential electors and that a legal challenge to the state's election results was pending. Charges against them include impersonating a public officer, forgery, and attempting to file false documents. I'm Jennifer King.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,